Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Margaret J. Ritchie, 90 of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of mass at 11 with a rosary service at 8:30. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Margaret Ritchie is survived by 7 children, Kathy and Bob Everson of Fenimore, Jeannie and Chris Wolfe of Wazika, Bonnie and Todd Stenner and Barbara and Rick Ritter, all of Boscobel, Ron and Christy Ritchie of Blue River, Michael and Jeannie Ritchie of Sun Prairie, and Jerry and Kathy Ritchie of Appleton. Son-in-law, Stanley Fritz of Mount Carroll, Illinois, 18 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, along with other relatives and friends. Margaret J. Ritchie, 90 of Boscobel. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of Rural Richland Center, died April 20th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 2 until 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Carter is survived by his wife of 50 years, Penny, 2 sons, Tony and Jennifer Carter, and Terry and Becky Carter, a daughter, Tanya and Wesley Brush, a grandson, 3 granddaughters, 2 great-granddaughters, a great-grandson, 4 sisters, Janet Hyrie, Ellen and Larry Morgan, Linda Schmidt, and Grace and Paul Petak, 2 brothers, Herbie and Kendi Carter, and Dan and Jody Carter, an aunt and many other special in-laws, nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Vernon Charles Carter, 72 of Rural Richland Center. Peg Sprecher, 75 of Spring Green, died April 3rd at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 10:30. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family. Peg Sprecher is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jerry, a son, Martin and Sonia Sprecher, a daughter, Sherry and Tim Jordan, grandchildren, a great-grandchild, siblings, Brent Nielsen and Jeffrey Clare, and Jody and Troy Nolden, brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, nieces and nephews. Peg Sprecher, 75 of Spring Green. Lyle Jean Morris, 77 of Rural Hillsboro, died March 23rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 4 at the Yuba Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Lyle Morris is survived by his partner of over 40 years, Kathy Fanta, 5 children, Sean and Tim Fearing, Chad and Amber Morris, Todd and Elise Morris, Travis and Katie Morris, and Tricia and Jason Williams. 11 grandchildren, a great-grandchild, 2 brothers, James and Ann Morris, and Laverne and Julie Morris. Also many nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lyle Jean Morris, 77 of Rural Hillsboro. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died Thursday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compasses Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died March 13th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at events at Castle Rock, Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Kovars is survived by his wife, Carol, 5 sons, Scott and Jamie, Jonathan and Tracy, Christopher and Morgan, Buddy, and Jake and Cheyenne. 5 grandchildren, his mother, Barbara and Ron, siblings, Vicky and Brian, Stevie, Sandy and Scott, Beth and Andrew, and Ron and Sherry. His mother-in-law, Phyllis Fish, sisters-in-law, Kathy and Dan, Nancy and AJ, and Tammy. Also many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry McGowan is survived by 2 sons, Donald L. McGowan and Dave McGowan, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Pat McCarriger, Jim Lochner, John and Joanne Lochner, and Mark and Diane Lochner, 2 sisters, Sandy Maynard and Barb Hartley, sister-in-law Kay Kaufman, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet. Alfred E. Al Frymiller, 93, of Boscobel, died Saturday at Boscobel Care and Rehab in Boscobel. Private graveside services will be held at the Boscobel Cemetery. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Shriners Children's Hospital are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Al Frymiller is survived by his wife, Virginia, a son, Gene Frymiller of Boscobel, 2 daughters, Christine and Joseph Anderson of Loyal, and Denise Grunau of Dodgeville, 10 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Alfred E., Al Frymiller, 93, of Boscobel. Sophie Marie Willard, 92, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting with arrangements for Sophie Marie Willard, 92, of Richland Center. Luina Dolores Meister, age 97, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the Plain Kramer Library. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Luina Meister is survived by 9 children, Michael Rulin, Charles Rulin, Linda and Alan Dill, Robert Rulin, Nicholas and Lisa Rulin, David and Sandy Rulin, Christina and Tom Gorman, Mitchell and Sarah Meister, and Monica Dietrich and Terry Feiner, 16 grandchildren and 25 great-grandchildren. Luina Dolores Meister, age 97. Jim Brewer, 72, of Richland Center, died Monday at the family farm on Buck Creek. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th, from 1 to 4 at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center. The family requests memorials be directed to Grace. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jim Brewer is survived by his wife, Michelle, son, Brandon and Madison, 3 sisters, Vicky and Jim Barry, Deborah and Thomas Lorch, Susie and Todd Haug, a brother, Kevin and Dawn Thompson, mother-in-law, Mary Muir, sisters-in-laws, Melanie Klintzman and Natalie and Rob Gunther, nieces and nephews, great-niece, special cousin, Robin Brewer and Salah Ali, friend Myron Klintzman, and many family relatives and friends. Jim Brewer, 72, of Richland Center. Jerry Coleman, 78, of Muscadet, died Monday. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service For Jerry Coleman, 78 of Muscadet.